only look back if it helps you go forward. I think, you know, we had, I was really looking forward to that experience. I mean, I'd had an amazing time in Munster, but I just wanted something different. It was an opportunity for something different. We booked an amazing house 2 minutes from the beach with a swimming pool. That's the main thing I was talking about, missing out on. And I can actually remember when I was underneath the tunnel, Emily came down and I said, I don't think we're going to get to live in that house, unfortunately, Emily, after the injury. But I spent a bit of time down in Toulon afterwards, and in comparison to Munster, it was absolutely poles apart. The environment, the way they looked after the players, the way the players looked after each other, you know, it wasn't a relation to what we had in Munster. You know, they may have been winning European Cups, but
closeness wasn't there, was it?
Well, look, I was only there a short period of time, but I didn't recognise any of the really great attributes that we had in Munster down there. So I think for me, from an injury point of view, to go down to 35 with the injuries I had, I think there probably would have been a physical price to be paid to play down there for 18 months. So I think it was probably a blessing in disguise. I would have loved to have lived down in the south of France, learned the language, experienced something different, you know, played with some world-class players, because I did become quite friendly with some of the players down there. I would have loved to have spent time with them and engaged with them and gotten to know them. But, you know, I think it was a blessing in disguise in some ways physically, because even though I have a few aches and pains, by and large, my body is in good shape, and you know, not a lot of guys that retire at 35 get to say that.